Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Well, good evening to you and welcome to the second and final hour of the show. It is Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is, of course, the 29th of January, 2025. I suppose we can still say Happy New Year because it's still the month of January and a lot of us have been paid already, so we are not worrying so much anymore. So, Happy New Year to you once again, and allow us then to take the time, of course, to wish you well for this year. It is Entrepreneurship Wednesday, and it's no different than any other Wednesday that we have on the show. We have the absolute pleasure to talk to entrepreneurs across the African continent, and I love it. I'm here for it. And I'm going to make sure that I continue being here for that, right? And today is no different. We're talking to Sisi Uskhulekile Mangena, and she'll be telling us a little bit about her business, which is called Baked by Sharon's, and she's joining us on the line to have a little bit of a conversation around that. Good evening, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Takeno. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm okay.
Ah, fantastic. How's the year so far?
The year is going well. Orders are coming in.
Ah, look at that.
So, it's a good year.
Ah, look at that. I love it, love it. So it looks like there's money in the bank, right?
Yes, it's running in.
You're starting the year very well, I must say. Yeah? Starting it with money in the bank. Boy, now you deserve a round of applause. Like, why is it king?
Thank you.
That's exactly how we should start the year, right? So, yeah, welcome. Yeah. And thank you for joining us. Really appreciate your time this evening, right? Talking about Baked by Sharon's. But before we talk about Baked by Sharon's, I want to start with you. Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners, who you are, where you come from, what tickles your fancy, what keeps you up at night?
Okay, so my name is Khulekile Mangena. I am 25 years old, and I am the co-owner, co-founder of Baked by Sharon. So what keeps me up at night are people's cake orders.
Oh, okay.
Those orders keep me up at night. However, I'm still grateful for that. Yeah. What tickles my fancy? People's orders.
Yeah.
Especially repeat orders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, people coming, ordering for the second time, third time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are like me. You have a thing with money. When people make orders, you think, ka-ching in the bank, right? That's what keeps you up at night.
Yes.
Ah. Abona wena, you and I, same WhatsApp group. Same WhatsApp group. We are on the same WhatsApp group. And I love that for you. And this year, I must just prophesy, right? I'm not a prophet or whatever, but you must have more messages coming through with money. Bank notifications this year. Yes. That's exactly what we want. Nothing else. Only bank notifications. But yeah, nice to meet you. And where were you born? What was it like?
Okay, so I was born here in Johannesburg.
Okay.
On the 29th of December, and I was, I don't know, I think I cried the most, because that's the story that I heard.
Yes.
That I cried the most.
Oh,
that
okay. Do you cry? Do you cry even now?
Yes, I'm a cry baby.
Ah, look at that. So it's true. You cry.
It is true.
Yeah.
It is true.
All right. No, that's lovely. That's lovely. Okay, let's then talk about how you got into Baked by Sharon. By the name or read, I think we can get some sort of indication. But tell us a little bit about Baked by Sharon.
Okay, so I've got three sisters.
Mm.
So the second one started with the baking business, which is called Sele Custom Creations. But we had to stop that because we had other ventures to get into. And then the firstborn, Sharon, we decided, you know what, let's take over and just continue this thing. And then we called it Baking Sharon.
Oh, okay. Is it a
Yes.
baking company?
Yes, it's a baking company. We make custom cakes and
Yeah.
cupcakes.
Ah, cu custom cakes and cupcakes.
Yes.
Okay, you need to educate us. Are those not the same? Or is it the size?
No.
What's the difference?
Okay, so let me use Woolworths as an example. Woolworths has got the same cakes, right?
Okay.
But if you order from us, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
I
Woolworths
hear you.
Chris,
I hear you.
be proper. However, if you order from us, we bring life to your imagination,
I
to
love
what you are.
that.
So if you want your picture there, we'll put it. If you want a car there, we'll put it. You know, we recently did a Red Bull cake. So the theme was just Red Bull, and it had a car spinning on top, and it was just, yeah. So we bring life into the cake that you want. And oh yeah, so that's basically custom made cakes.
Would you say that's what then sets your business apart from any other cake baking company? The fact that you bring life to the cake?
Yes, I think that's what sets us apart. In as much as we're not cake boss level, you know, but we are somewhat there. We are somewhat getting there. So yeah, it does set us apart.
I think you should rephrase that statement and say, since we are cake boss level, you know, because
Yes.
that's where you are. There's no need to underrate yourself. That's exactly where you are. And the fact that you are here speaks to that as well. And I know my producer is very meticulous about the people that she brings to the show. And so that on its own is an accolade that I think you should really take up your strides. Now, what type of
Thank
cake,
you.
if I'm vegan or vegetarian, do you like do for vegetarians and vegans?
Okay, so for now, we haven't really ventured into that because we just started. Well, about a year ago or so, we just started with it. So we're trying to maneuver around everything and getting, you know, people's different taste buds. And seeing what works for you as a vegetarian, as a vegan, and seeing which flour works for vegans and which ones doesn't. Yeah, so we're still trying to maneuver around
To
that.
maneuver around that. And the business, how long
Yes.
has it been in operation?
Since around 2023, late 2023, and we started off properly in 2024, beginning of the year.
2024 makes sense, right? Now,
Yeah.
school us a little bit here, as Kulegil, because a lot of us just know Black Forest. You know, when we are
Yeah.
talking about cakes, we think Black Forest and vanilla and custard and
Yeah.
what. That's all we think about. But what are some of the creations that you have been doing, which you look back at and say, these have been really major ones for me, and it seems like people are moving that direction. One or two, are they going gatu? I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but something about gatu or chatu, something like that.
Okay, so I had a graduation, right, 2022. And my sister, she asked me, she's like, what do you want for your graduation cake? And I said, just do Oreo. But then I didn't really think much about it or whatever. So I come back from the graduation and I cut the cake and the sponge has got Oreo biscuits in it. The filling is Oreo biscuits and chocolate with chocolate ganache on it. And it was just Oreo, death by Oreo, if I can call it. And the other one was Biscoff. I'm sure you've seen the Biscoff biscuits
Yes.
and the Biscoff spread. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did that, had the filling as Biscoff
Yeah.
with Biscoff biscuits in the middle.
Yeah.
So you get three layers of cake
Yeah.
with that filling,
Yeah. Yeah.
biscuits, and it's this crunch and melt in your mouth, you know, that type of thing. Yeah.
So is that what people are ordering these days? Sounds very complicated, and looks like a mixture of different things that one wouldn't, of course, not find in a Black Forest.
No, that you wouldn't find that in a Black Forest.
Definitely.
So people these days are ordering carrot with cream cheese.
Oh,
people love that.
Okay.
Yeah, people love carrot and cream cheese, red velvet, cream cheese. Vanilla and caramel filling. That one has been going the most. Vanilla and caramel filling.
Yeah.
Like vanilla and caramel filling is just, I don't know, people just love it.
Ah, that's amazing.
And yeah, also have chocolate with chocolate filling. And also we have death by chocolate.
Oh, death by chocolate.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is the sugar becoming a thing with people ordering? I know that people are now starting to be quite health conscious, particularly the young people, right? And so they are looking at sugar, reduction of sugar and all that. Do you get people saying, "Ungafaki sugar la kakhulu?"
Yes, we actually recently we got an order and the person said, "I want a semi-naked cake.
Oh.
I don't want too much buttercream. I want," and he really specified what he wanted. And I looked at that order and I was like, "Yo, okay, it's fine. I'll just do it. I'll try my best."
Yes.
And he came back with a review of 9 out of 10.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I
so we did the semi-naked, did the less buttercream. And some even ordered fresh cream. So instead of buttercream, the cake is covered in fresh cream.
Ooh.
So I think that goes for the health conscious people.
I'm actually impressed that one, it's a guy. You just said he. I'm like, my goodness, where does this guy learn all these things? Number two, semi-naked. I would have been like so confused what a semi-naked cake looks like. But getting 9 out of 10 means you really delivered on the project, right? But
Really delivered.
We're going to try and just keep it Christian. Semi-naked is not what we are thinking on it. It's not
no,
that.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
I just wanted to make sure.
It's not that.
Yes.
So you can basically see your sponge cake.
Ah, see through.
Instead of it being covered in buttercream, fresh cream.
I see.
Or ganache. So it's just, you can see your sponge and the layers.
Nizwile kabazalwane, we just can see through. It's not that what you're thinking right now. Please, bazalwane bazibambe. That's not what we are talking about. All right. That seems really interesting and it gives me the impression that you're really quite hands on your business. You really know what's happening there. And the stuff that, of course, you churn out, the stuff that people really like. Tell us, when you started back in 2023, late in 2024, did you have to get funding and how was that experience?
So we had the privilege of not getting funding from anyone.
Okay.
We just, we don't have a bakery yet, so I think we'll need funding for that.
Yeah.
But we are a home-based bakery, if I can call it.
Yeah.
So we just, my sister had that big oven. So we bought that from her.
Okay.
So now we're using that industrial oven.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that we bought, our biggest purchase that far.
Yeah.
And then she had some of her ingredients that we started off with. And then from then on, we just continued and continued.
Ah, all right. So it's self-funded, basically.
basically self-funded.
Yeah. So if it's self-funded, what were you doing before the business? Were you working? Did you have to dip into some of your savings? And just trying to get an understanding of that self-funding, because a lot of people will say, I'm not going to start a business because I don't have money. Sometimes, you know, tapping into family can help, or even savings, or maybe bootstrapping your business sometimes help. I don't know. I'm just asking from trying to understand from that angle.
Okay, so with my husband and I, we are privileged to have a very supportive family structure and also friends.
Yeah.
Because from Sele Cake Creations, we had some customers that came over with us.
Okay.
So family also tapped in when it was time for us to get some ingredients and we didn't have enough money. So they were like, okay, we can help you with this much for them.
Yes.
And then we also we rely mostly on cake orders.
Yes, on cake
orders. So I wasn't working when the cake business started. I'm still a student.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a student, So there's that too.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. That's really, really interesting there. And we hope and pray, like you said, all the best in this year. Now, I know that this type of business, at least from where I stand as a cake eater, let's underline that bit. I'm just a cake eater. I can't create these things. But I do, obviously, when I look at cakes, and goodness me, I love sugar. And it's something I need to deal with. Hence, I'm opting for the more healthier type of cakes because I can't do away with cakes and biscuits. Your biscuits, guys, like, it's just my thing, right?
Those
there.
Are nice.
Yeah, that's just me right there, right? So I use my eyes like any other person. I use my eyes before I buy. So how do you come up with new ideas, new creations? Is it always what the client wants, or you research your own as well?
So we have, in our small Nyana policy, we have that if you send us your design, we regret that we may not take it out exactly the way you have sent it. However, it will have those elements that you have sent. Because also your cake order depends on your size.
Yes.
So if you order a small cake with big writing, we are going to have to make a bigger cake from what you have ordered.
Yes.
And we will communicate that to you, that for this design, you need this size of the cake, and this is the amount of the cake.
Yes.
You know, and then we work from there.
Yeah.
And then so basically your design tells us what we should do. And then if we have a problem with it, we go on TikTok, YouTube, you know, these streaming platforms help us to bring that together.
Okay.
Yeah, so some of the ideas are generated from TikTok, from YouTube, because someone will send a link and say, I want cupcakes for this design.
That's super.
So now we have to, so now we have to check that design on the video that you've sent us. And then we do that for you.
Yeah, lovely. And talking about customers then, what's your biggest customer segment? Is it weddings, birthdays, children's birthdays? You know, what's the biggest that you are seeing in terms of your customer base?
So for now, it's basically celebration cakes.
Okay.
So which is your birthday, your graduation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we have had three wedding cakes that we've done so far. So mostly it's your bento cakes, which is just a person who order for themselves or for the people at home, which feeds about five people. So your bento feeds about five people. So it's mostly your celebrations, birthdays, and, you know, graduations and baby showers. We've had quite a number of baby showers.
Ne? Yeah, that's lovely. And which one do you enjoy more?
I enjoy bento cakes.
Okay. Any because particular reason?
Because they're small and they're not time consuming.
Yeah, I see. I
I'll
see.
be done in
Yeah.
quicker time than a bigger cake.
Than
Of
a bigger cake.
we like big cakes.
Yeah.
Not saying we don't. I just prefer bento.
Ah, and cupcakes?
Yes, we do cupcakes as well.
Do you also prefer cupcakes?
Yeah, I prefer cupcakes because they're easier to just pipe around and put
Yes.
the design on it. So yeah, we also do for school,
Yeah.
school parties,
Yeah.
because we've had, I think, about four or five parents who said we want 48 cupcakes, 124, we want 20 cupcakes, you know, for the school, and then we also want a cake for home. Yeah, so we've had that.
You've had that as well, right?
Yeah.
And then do you remember your first customer? I mean, without necessarily giving us their name, Poppy Egg and all that, but do you remember your first customer? What was the experience like? I'm sure getting your first customer always reminds you that you're doing the right thing or you're in the right space.
So the first customer was a person that moved from my sister's, like a previous client.
Yeah.
So with my older sister that I'm doing this with, it was quite an experience for her because this was the very first cake that she did without practicing
Yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
So it was quite the journey because now
I'm
you're wondering,
sure.
did I do the right thing?
Yes.
Did I deliver what they wanted? Is
Yes.
it gonna melt?
Yeah.
Like all those questions, and you know, but
Yeah.
it turned out well,
It
turned out
turned out
great.
well.
They loved it.
That's
They
amazing.
loved it. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. Okay. And what about growing your customer base then? Is it like social media? How are you growing it? Word of mouth?
So, Mina, I'm a yapa. Ne?
Oh, okay.
I'm a very big yapper. So wherever
Yappy,
I go,
yappy.
I yap about baked by Sherwin. I
Lovely.
yap about it.
Lovely.
I think Christy, if you know, yeah, you know Christy, ne? She ordered because I yapped about it. And I yapped about it at a church event. And it was like, girl, can I get what you're talking about?
Yes.
So wherever I go, I just yap about
You yap
it. We
about
have
it.
our TikTok page, we have our Instagram page. It's baked by Sharon
Yeah.
S. Baked by Sharon S. You should,
Okay.
yeah, and it has our like our logo there, which is a cupcake and a hand on it.
Okay.
So yeah, it should be easy to find.
I'm actually looking at it as we speak right now. So
Yeah, so
that's
she'd be able
amazing.
to find it easily.
Yes. So it's baked by Sharon S, not Sharon's.
Yes, baked by Sharon S on Instagram. No caps, no exclamation, nothing, just
Yes.
baked by Sharon, one
Yes.
word.
Ah, I love it, love it, love it. I
Yeah.
think I've just followed it right
And we
now.
also have a website, which is www.bakedbysharon.co.za.
Dot co dot za as well. Okay,
Yeah.
lovely, lovely, love it, and all that. Now, when you started the business, you obviously had goals, aspirations, expectations, maybe as it were. Now, what, over a year and going into your second year, when you look at what you had expected when you started the business and what really happens in the business, were those the same? Were there any challenges, or you think you are cruising as it were?
I wish I was cruising nicely.
Yeah.
So, our biggest challenge
Yeah.
was that we made the cake, right?
Okay.
Yeah, got it to the client, and I don't know what happened between the delivery and getting it to the client, and the cake just fell apart.
Oh
So,
no.
yeah, that's one of our biggest challenges.
Oh
So
no.
now we had to go back to the drawing board and try and find out what really happened for it to turn
Yes.
out like this,
Yes.
because it's really like a rare occasion for us. It rarely happens. So we had to go back to the drawing board and we had to make that cake without charging the client.
Yes.
Had to make that cake again and then go
Yes.
and deliver it.
Yeah.
So one of our biggest challenges is that we'll make the cake and it seems fine here. And when it gets delivered, it either melts,
Oh
cracks, falls
my.
apart.
Yo.
And yeah, it's really a challenge for us. And also that obviously you have to make it again, which is
Expensive
another
as well.
problem because now if I'm making a cake, a fresh cake, which you need like right now, goes again on, it might fall apart again because it's fresh, like too fresh. It hasn't had time to sit and, do that whole cake process. So one of our biggest challenges is that. However, we have grown from that. We are now using different ingredients, different techniques to try and prevent that from happening.
From happening, right? Yeah, no, that's lovely. I mean, it really can be bad for business, I suppose, when something like
Yes,
that
it
happens,
is,
but
because now if you receive that cake and it starts falling apart, the first thing that you're gonna do is just say what this baker did to me, is just something else. So
Ayikho
yeah. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge, but I'm glad you're working on the challenge, and I think that's the most
Yeah,
important
we are
thing.
working on it with new techniques, new ingredients,
Love it.
and yeah, we're just trying our best to work on that.
Yeah, no, that should not at all kinda want to make you go back. That should encourage you, in fact, to go forward, because that's part of business. The
Yeah,
last thing you
it's
want
part of
is
the
to give
business
up.
challenges, unfortunately.
That's how it is. And big ups and kudos to you and your partner as well for not giving
Thank
up on
you.
this and saying, despite those challenges, we are still going to go forward and do this business. All right. I think we now understand the business. Let's talk about you. As an
Okay.
entrepreneur, especially as a young entrepreneur, what do you think is the driving force behind you as an entrepreneur? In other words, what motivates you? What keeps you going? What is it that makes you not want to go and look for a job?
So, I am looking for a job because this is a side hustle, if I can call it. It's not, it is full time, but it's a side because I'm at school. Yeah. So, driving force is that we want to create business that brings joy to others, that we want to help you create memories. So when you have your cake there on display, we want you to, when you eat it, you're like, oh, this is nice.
This is really nice.
This is really nice. This is really delicious. I'm glad I made this purchase. And we've had the pleasure of baking for influencers, which is challenging because their word is, final type of thing.
I hate
So
those
if they
ones.
like your product, then yes.
I hate those
If they
ones.
don't, then that's also bad for business. But we've had the privilege of not having any bad reviews from them and from also other people who have ordered. So I think we have a strong client base. So that really drives us because our bad reviews are not that much. They are there. I'm not saying they're not there. They're there. So I think our client base really drives us to keep on
To keep on
pushing, to
going.
keep on making these creations for them. And yeah.
Lovely, lovely. I love the positive spirit in that. Influencers. That's all they think about. But anyways, we love them for what they do, and we need them, I suppose, as people who are running businesses and can influence clients our direction. Okay then, how did running, starting and now running this business affect your relationship with your family? I'm sure there's days when you want to, I suppose, do certain things, but you can't do them. Moreover, because you are also at school, I'm sure autolagali. I'm sure parents are like, "Aibo, when as kulegil, when do we have time with you?" And you're like, "But I'm chasing school and clients at the same time."
So, you know, our clients are just—I don't know if I can call them fun people.
Mm.
Yeah. So with our clients, I'll get a cake order at 11 p.m.
Mm.
saying, "Hi, I need a cake for Wednesday." Hi, and I'm like, business hours are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Like, there's a reason why it's 8 to 5,
yes,
you know, because
yes.
we have other things.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate every order.
Yes.
Really, angitholakali, because school is demanding,
yes.
orders are demanding.
Yes.
And there are days where we just really want to say, I'd rather refund this person
yes.
because work, my sister works as well.
Yeah.
So this is also a side hustle for her. She works full time.
Yeah.
So there are days where her work is demanding,
mm.
my school is demanding,
mm.
and there's a cake order that needs to go.
Mm. Mm.
So sometimes we feel like, you know what, can I just give you back your money?
Yes.
Sometimes. But in all of that, we still do the cake and
yes.
we deliver it on the time that has been agreed upon
mm.
between us and the client.
Mm.
Yeah, some days are more difficult than others.
I'm
it's
sure.
not smooth
sure.
sailing. It's
I'm
not
sure.
a smooth road, really.
Yes.
I'd be lying if I said it's smooth. It's
yes.
really difficult.
It's really difficult.
Because sometimes you make the cake and it doesn't come out.
Mm. Mm.
So now that's a waste of ingredients,
mm.
waste of time, because
mm.
now you have to start again,
mm.
of which that's a whole nother process.
It is.
And more time standing
it
instead
is.
Of, you know,
yeah.
sending that document to the
yeah.
boss and sending that assignment.
Yes.
So it is quite difficult, but we do try our best to make sure that everyone is happy, clients are happy, boss is happy, my school is happy that I've submitted on time.
Yes, and it's very important
yeah.
that you balance all of those things. So what's your typical
yeah.
day then like? I mean, juggling all of these things, what time do you wake up? What time do you go to bed? What happens in between? Do you have sleepless nights at times?
I have a lot of sleepless nights.
Mm.
So my day typically starts around 5:30, 6
okay.
a.m.
Okay.
And then if I'm going to school on that day, I'll
yeah.
go to school, attend my lessons until
yeah.
around 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then if we have a cake order that has to go maybe on that day or the following day, I get home, you know, do like change, go to the kitchen, and then we start, you know, helping out my sister because she works from home.
Yes.
So she would have started the process
yeah.
before me.
Yeah.
And then help her out where I can.
Mm.
And if I can't help her out, she'll do it by herself.
Mm.
And then I sit down, do my assignments or do the quiz that I have to do and then sleep maybe around 11 p.m. Or if the cake is hectic, then I go help out and then typically, we sleep around 3
yeah.
a.m., 4
yeah.
a.m.
Yeah.
Like, today, we slept at 4 and woke up at 6.
Yeah.
So, because we had, like, 3 cakes that had to go.
Yes.
Today.
Yeah.
And we had a packed day. Mm, we had such a packed day.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, we left the house around 9 a.m. and only came back around 4. 5. So... And cakes had to go between, you know, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
and 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So we're trying to sleep, but someone is downstairs collecting their cake.
Yeah.
So that's typically our day.
Shame. That's a
that's
very...
why we advise
yes.
that between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. you place your order.
Yes.
Because now if I'm busy with a cake order around 7 p.m., I have to also attend to you who's placing your order, which is quite difficult because that time of us having the conversation can also be the time of me finishing the cake order.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a busy one. It's being an entrepreneur, I suppose.
A
pretty,
busy.
Pretty breezy and tough life. Okay, let's wrap up now, and I want to know then if maybe given the opportunity and we take back the clock and you know we start all over again this business, is there anything you would do differently?
I would definitely use better ingredients.
Okay,
and find better suppliers.
Yeah,
because. Yeah, some suppliers will just disappoint you.
I'm sure.
At the very last minute.
I'm sure.
So, and finding the proper supplier is difficult.
Yes.
So, I think I would try my best to maybe network.
Yes.
And also find out what other bakers are using.
Yes.
And what works for them.
Yeah.
And then also see if I can use that for our clients. And have that as well. You know,
lovely.
because someone next door does laser cutting doesn't mean that they're the best option, because they can be expensive.
Yep, that's
but
true.
Someone, you know, who's not that far from you as well.
Yeah.
It's cheaper, but
yes.
also delivers on their promise.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
All right. Your most satisfying moment so far in business?
Our most satisfying moments are clients that have ordered for the fifth time, for the sixth time. Because it really means that we're doing something great.
Yeah,
we are
true.
Really satisfying your taste buds and you really love our work and we appreciate that so much.
Yes.
Because I know one of the wedding cakes, she has ordered her wedding cake just because for her son.
Okay.
And also for her family members, her dad.
Yeah.
She also ordered for her, housewarming.
Yeah.
She had a take for that from us. So she just said, you know what, I'm going to order again.
Yes.
I just love your cakes.
Just love your cakes.
Yeah. So we really appreciate our clients that come for the sixth time, seventh time.
Yeah.
Because it really means a lot to us as
That's
a very small
lovely.
Business.
That's lovely. That's definitely, definitely lovely there. Where is the business, say, 5, 10 years from now? Where do you see it going?
I really want to have a corner bakery.
Corner bakery.
You have your cake while you know, drink your coffee, your tea, your iced coffee.
Okay.
And then, you know, you just sit and you're able to read your book, to work. You know, just a small, nyana, nice kind of bakery that offers a wide range of treats other than just cakes and cupcakes. So you have the, you know, pleasure of ordering whatever that is on the menu and also a budget-friendly bakery.
Budget-friendly bakery. Love it. Ah, I love it. That corner bakery will be there to also, you know, sip a coffee there while we're having some of the delights very soon when you are, you know, already established. Let us know and keep us, you know, in the loop with regards to that as well.
Definitely.
Lovely. So where can people find you? Where can they place their orders? What are your social media handles?
Okay, so our social media handles are Baked by Sharon S on Instagram. And our website is www.bakedbysharons.co.za. It's very easy to use the website, very easy. And
And that's where they can find you.
Yeah. And also on TikTok, it's Baked by Sharon. It's just Baked by Sharon on TikTok. So with the website, it's just for all ages, really.
Yes,
because, you know, Abantu Betabatala cannot really use technology, but with our website, they can easily use it.
Yeah, that's true. That's also true.
Yeah, so it's a it's for everyone.
It's really. For everyone. Love it. Any final thoughts from yourself? Any message to other young people that want to get into business as well? And maybe for 2025 as well?
So I would say if you want to start your business as a young person, please start it.
Yeah.
Don't care ukuthi abantu bazothini. If you want to sell your quarters, go ahead and sell them. If you want to sell equal time, go ahead and sell it. Because that's what works for you.
Yes.
So, to my final words, I literally wrote this down.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice.
To anyone considering starting their own business,
yes.
I'd say be prepared to work hard. Yeah. Be adaptable and stay true to your passion. Surround yourself with supportive people and do not be afraid to ask for help.
Ooh.
I think one of the biggest flops that people have in their businesses is that they don't ask for help.
They don't ask for help.
In as much as they may not have the relevant people to ask help from, but just ask someone. You don't know how much information they know about your business.
That's true.
And mostly remember why you started in the first place and what your goals are and also to make a difference in people's lives.
Yo,
so those really are my beautiful. Final words.
Ah, that's really beautiful. We wish you nothing but the best for the year, ma'am. And I'm sure sometime this year we'll try and check in with you and see how things are going. But we wish you nothing but the best for this year. And we'll continue to also follow you on social media as well.
Yes,
but
please,
thank you for taking the
and
time
also,
to join us.
And also, I challenge SIT Media to order a cake from us.
Ah, that's a good challenge. Please. That's a good challenge. You know
before
what?
The year ends.
No, you know what? My producer, she's going to make sure that the things that make the pots, that make the pot to unpot and happen, she's going to do that. That much, at least I All know right. she's going to do. But thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for
have
having
a good
me.
One. No problem. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Of course, that was then Sikhulekile, the owner of Baked by Sharon S., that is Baked by Sharon S. there. And follow her and her business on all social media platforms. Lovely, lovely conversation.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.